We're looking in the 10th chapter of Romans. There's a great number of people that actually believe that there are two different ways to God. One is through Jesus Christ, and the other is through God's choice of the Jews, just because he chose them, just because he's their chosen people, but they don't have to come through Christ. John Hagee believed this. I've heard him say on an interview with Michael Savage, on Michael Savage's show, that the Jews are God's chosen people. And they don't have to necessarily believe in the Messiah to get to heaven, because God just chose them outside of Christ. Now, that's not a direct quote, but that's basically what he was reiterating. Well, the 10th chapter of Romans dispels this whole notion. Look, there's only one mediator between God and man. That includes the Jews. There's only one mediator between God and man, the man, Jesus Christ. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Now, when he's speaking here of Israel, he's speaking of, on this verse, he's speaking of the Jews. Okay. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth these things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, saying in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? What is to bring Christ down from above? Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh even in thy mouth and in thy heart, and that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily their sound went out into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. Well, I have often wondered how the dispensationalists, those that preach this doctrine of dispensationalism, including Dallas Theological Seminary. And I hear a number of years ago was out in Fargo, North Dakota, at a homeschool meaning, and had the opportunity, I guess it was an opportunity, maybe it wasn't an opportunity, to meet Dr. Wayne House. And Dr. House, we asked him the question, in your view, how do the Old Testament saints become saved? And you know what his answer was? His answer was, that's the question. That's the question. No, there is no question. The way the Old Testament saints become saved are just like the New Testament saints. The very same way, through Jesus Christ. That rock is Jesus Christ. Now here Paul is saying that his desire and prayer to God for Israel, or the Jews, is that they might be saved. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisee. And he was in rebellion against God. He was persecuting the church. And God struck him down. But he says, I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. These Jews that he's speaking of had the same kind of zeal that he had had. And he says, they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, go about to establish their own righteousness. This is exactly what Saul had been doing before he was converted. He was going about to establish his own righteousness. And he had not submitted himself unto the righteousness of God. But Paul says Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Christ is the end of it. That includes the Old Testament saints. So the dispensationalists who try to tout another gospel and talk about, there's a book out there by Marstow called God's Strategy in Human History. And I had a gentleman who's way up in the Church of God Holiness Movement, Doctor, I think he's a doctor, I don't know, Omar Lee, had lunch with him, and he was trying to straighten me out on my doctrine, telling me that if what I believed was true, and he gave me all the basic Arminian arguments, that it would make God unjust, speaking of God's election, and make God unrighteous, and it wouldn't be fair, and all those things. But Christ is the end of law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. And we know that belief comes from God. We know that belief is a work of God. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth these things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh in thy heart, say not in thy heart, who shall ascend unto heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. I have always contended that the Arminian doctrine is those who are trying to ascend into heaven and to bring Christ down. Because what they're doing is they're trying to make their free will take precedence over the predestinating power of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is over all things, and by him all things consist. And it says that he has predestinated us, he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. And it also says that faith, by grace are we saved through faith, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. He says, who shall descend unto the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. What saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Now, we're not talking about the word of faith movement here. We're talking about the word of faith, meaning that faith is a gift of God. We can't drum up faith of ourselves. Okay? He says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Well, important here to again recognize that those who do not believe will not be saved, and belief comes from God. John was very clear about that in the 6th chapter of John. Well, Jesus was very clear about it. John's giving the quotations of Jesus' message here. And Jesus says, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. And then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? They're asking Jesus, you know, what can we do to merit God's favor? That's what the Jews were trying to do here. They had a zeal for God. What was Jesus' answer to them? Here was his answer. Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. And he proceeded to tell them that all of those that believe upon him, that was given to them of the Father. He says, all the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. So, we know that there was a hardening that took place with the Jews when the Gentiles were brought in. And there's going to come a time when there's going to be a hardening of the Gentiles. I believe it's already started with these lies that are being purported by the dispensational teachers out there. And with all their charts and maps, and they can tell you exactly when Christ is, you know, going to come back, and they've got all of this, they've got it all worked out, don't they? And how God is going to set up his earthly kingdom, and he's going to go into Jerusalem, and he's going to, you know, the same thing happening all over again that happened back when he came. They were looking for an earthly kingdom. But he says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. There's no difference, he says, between the Jew and the Greek, for this same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. There's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, Mr. Dispensationalist. Do you hear that? There's no difference. They all come through Jesus Christ. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? So you would say here, well, the only condition for the Jews receiving Jesus Christ is that there has to be lots of preachers out there, right? If we have enough preachers out there, the Jews will come in the kingdom. Well, no. Because Paul goes on to dispel that notion too. Because he says, they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Verily, yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth. The Jews have been presented the gospel. All of those today who are denying that Jesus is the Messiah, there are a few remnants Jews out there that have come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, that he's their Messiah, but he says they have not all believed their report. And he says that their sound went out in all the earth, and their words on the ends of the earth. But I say, did not Israel know? For Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. So, Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. God's the one that does the choosing in all of this. God's the one that gives grace to the elect child of God. I was found of them that sought me not. You know, it reminds me of when, again, when I was a kid. I was brought up in an Arminian church, and about five people would come around me and try to pull me up to the altar. And I remember then telling those people, look, if God's going to get me, He'll get me. Okay? My theology at that time was more in alignment with the Word of God than the Arminians. Okay, trying to physically pull me up to the altar. Okay? But he says, Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. And you know, he continues on in the 11th verse, and he makes his point. He said, 11th chapter, I'm sorry. He says, I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid, for I am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. So Paul's telling here, I'm a Jew. What's the difference between me? What's the difference between me and you guys? Why are you guys rejecting the Messiah? Why are you guys have a zeal for God, but yet you refuse to accept Jesus Christ? Why is that? And he answers, God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Not what the scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and dig down thine altars, and I am left alone. They seek my life. Well, even so, then at this present time, there is a remnant. According to what? According to free will? According to those who make a choice for him? No, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. So he goes back to election. He goes back to grace. And he says, and I hope that if there is any dispensationalist listening to this message, and if by grace, then as it is, no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more of grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. If you ever see John Hagee's rendition of this scripture, it's a joke. It's amazing how people can take the very Word of God and turn it around and make it say exactly opposite what it says. The point that I want to make this morning is that God's salvation is the same for all of His elect. Jesus Christ is their Redeemer. He's the one that paid the price. He's the one that came to save His people from their sins. He's the one that elected and chose them before the foundation of the world. He's the one that did all the work. We cannot try to raise us up, that is to bring Christ down, and that we are to, when we proclaim the Word of God, and people don't want to accept it, just remember that not all have believed the report. The word's gone out to the ends of the earth. But we are found of him that sought him not. And so God is the one that does the work in all these things. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you have been so gracious to show us your kind mercies and your grace and redemption. We pray that you would help us to continue to proclaim your word, even though many, many will reject it. But we know that you will find all of your lost sheep, because you've already chosen them before the foundation of the world. Help us to proclaim it, and help us to be resolved to live in a way that would honor and please you through the power of your Holy Spirit. We ask in Christ's name. Amen.